Audio 5.14.
Good communication or not. I don't know about you, but in my country, I come from Bahrain, our family get together every weekend to have lunch either at my grandparents' house or in a restaurant. But lately, I've noticed a bit of tension between us. For example, Grandma can't understand why her grandkids have to have their phones next to them all the time when we eat. Why don't people talk to each other? And why don't people call her on the phone anymore? At the same time, my mom and dad don't understand why Grandma doesn't want to use the laptop they gave her to answer emails and look at photos. And I don't get why my younger sister and cousins don't reply to text messages and emails. Why are they so rude to their family, and yet they're talking to their friends all the time? Then I read this new survey about communication and technology across generations, and it all seems to make a bit more sense now. It says that one of the biggest differences is in the way millennials, that's anybody under 25, like my little sister and cousins, see technology compared with other generations. For them, technology is totally normal, part of their identity. They prefer to communicate using social media like Facebook and Twitter. Taking away their phones is like cutting off their arms. That's why my sister won't put down her cell phone. Then there's Gen X. That's the generation from 35 to 55, like my mom and dad. For them, technology is good for practical things like shopping and banking online, that sort of thing. But they don't use technology for socializing. For them, email is the best way to communicate. And in between the millennials and Gen X comes Gen Y, who are between 25 and 35. Okay, I confess, that's me. And we're big fans of texting. I don't want to call or instant message. I want to text. And I expect you to respond. Finally, of course, there are older people, like Grandma, who prefer to talk on the phone, the so-called boomers, people over 55. And then, older still, the traditionalists, everyone over 65, who prefer to meet in person. So, it doesn't surprise me that we misunderstand each other. Millennials are great multitaskers and get things done quickly online, but older generations want them to focus more on personal relationships. What do you think? Have you seen this in your family too? I'd love to hear your experiences.